Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Eventually, I'm double teaming Taylor, let somebody else make
it. So it is what it is. To me, Brooklyn can still win that series. They can win that series.
They could. It's just those are the things that it's like, you can't give up a game. Like, when Kyrie has a game like that, you got to win that game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm not worried about?
It's like when KD dropped 55 and they lost.
But you know what I'm not worried about that, though, man? Because we see Kyrie in a 7-game series. You won't give you 5 games like that, bro. You won't give you 5 out of 7, bro. And to me, I'm fine with that because I know that KD ain't going to have another bad game like this. He's human, and he may not be at KD's level or God level, but he's not going to have another game like this.
I think McBride said it was like a stat where like when KD and Kyrie combined for over 60 points, they got to lose the record.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it ain't like it's guaranteed. Like, even if they both go off, it ain't like they guarantee to win.
But nothing is guaranteed. But I know this, that as good as Jaylen Brown is, offensively, he's not on the stratosphere of KD and Kyrie. On the stratosphere. Jason Tatum, he can smell that air. But nobody else on that Celtics team can give them buckets like that when they need them.
I was going to say, it's funny that Marcus Smart was defensive player of the year, but that nigga was getting his ass busted by
him. Kyrie was busted,
but nobody can guard
him. I'm just saying, but like, the best defender on Kyrie is Drew. And nobody else. Everybody else, Kyrie be torching him.
Now, sometimes, you know, can you get a block? I see John Morant block Kyrie. Of course, you know, Kyrie a little dude, but at the end of the day, when we're talking like lockdown, there's not a lot of dudes. However, did y'all see the bust down that Philly gave to Toronto? The score?
It was a bad game. Did Scotty get hurt too?
I don't even know. When I started watching it, all I know is Joel Embiid couldn't miss.
Well, they whooped their ass tonight again.
Huh?
The Sixers beat their ass tonight again. I think almost by 20.
Yeah, they was up like almost 30.
But it looks nice. Is it 4-0?
Yes.
No. Is it 4-3? Is it 4?
Hey, you get Doc Rivers 3 up. That nigga gonna lose his stuff.
Here's the thing. When I watched them play, right? And this is why I think it's definitely gonna be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep.
Mm.
And they don't have shit for Embiid, bro. Like, they can't do nothing.
That's obvious. That's nobody in the playoffs.
Well, some teams do. Or you can do things to stifle him and stymie him. But they don't have shit for Embiid. I don't care if they double team. Embiid was hitting fadeaways on double teams from three, from the post. They couldn't do shit with him. James Harden doesn't have to score to beat this team. He can just be a playmaker.
That's not a good thing to say.
No, against this team. We're not talking the whole playoffs, man. We're talking the matchups. In this matchup, James Harden doesn't have to score, and Tyrese Maxey is stepping the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. They did all that to get James Harden. They didn't get all that just to say Tyrese Maxey needs to step up. James Harden didn't show up in every series of the year.
Well, all of us, nah,
I get what you're saying. They don't need to, nah, they need, nah. His presence needs to be shown in every fucking series. Because he has influence anybody that he's doing.
You're relegating him to solely scoring points, and his impact on the game is much more than that.
I'm just saying, I need to see a big impact, superstar impact.
But that's what I'm telling
you. Maxey, I'm superstar on him right now.
Just because you're solely looking at points, man.
I'm looking at impact on the game.
I'm looking at impact on the game.
That blowout was a big part about
that. This nigga, James Harden, has zero turnovers. Is that not a superstar? Nigga, that's CP. Only the elite level playmakers can even think about having a game like that, bro. That nigga had, 12 assists, 14 assists? And no turnovers? You're going to stand here bold-faced and tell me that's not superstar impact.
I'm saying this. When we was at that press conference after that game,
who was like that game ball? Maxey was out here sweating, talking about somebody. He talked to Philly fans like, look, man, I don't give a fuck about what we did.
It's all about the next game. They asked him, James, how did you help Maxey do his thing? They ain't talking about what he did. Ain't nobody saying you got zero turnovers. Good job. Fuck all that shit. You've been posting in the chat for months talking about some
man, James Harden.
He said James Harden is the most prolific scorer. He do all this. He came over there to do all that, to bring that those talents he has to this team.
Let me ask you something.
He did not come here to be glorified Rondo.
You know what I? But that's what makes him special, that he can get all them buckets and he can get the misses. That's
what buckets he get?
What buckets he get last game?
What did he have, like 16, 18, something like that?
He ain't doing all that much.
That's what I'm saying. That's
offensively, Maxie's getting off.
Maxie's getting off, but somebody still has to be a playmaker on that team.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
And then the other thing is this. When I saw this stat, I said, okay, this is kind of crazy. But James Harden has made more free throws than field goals in his career, which is crazy. This man's made like 7,200 free throws versus like 6,900 made field goals.
Philly beat Toronto handsomely. Mm-hmm. That's what Ken said. Who do you think got more points this game? Harden or Maxie?
Oh, man, I watched the game.
Oh, you watched the game?
Yeah,
okay. Who got more rebounds that game? Harden or Maxie?
I don't know.
Maxie. Who got more assists that game? Harden or Maxie?
Maxie played more.
So,
Maxie played more.
Maxie, okay.
Because they need better field goal percentage? Who are we going with?
Because
I'm just saying, like, Carter got 14-6-6, going 3-9. Maxie got 23-9-8, going 8-11. Bro, they ain't paying him all that shit. They ain't doing all that shit to get this goofy ass nigga giving custodian numbers.
Nick, all I know is this: is that this team goes as far as a B takes him.
Look like Maxie.
The game.
I don't need to.
You are looking at me.
Your heart looked good that game? This last game?
No.
He looked
better than the first.
Oh, okay, that's LeBron. Come on,